Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, a man who comes on the train from North County Dublin on a regular basis is Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. So let's talk about yesterday's budget. Now, I don't think anybody who's at work was expecting that they get last year's budget benefits repeated, because last year apparently many people got somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 euro on a benefit out of tax changes and one-off cash giveaways.
Yeah.
So that nobody, I think, was expecting that, but to get nothing, not get even nothing an that. Indexation of the bands, so that the majority of people might be 1 euro better off, if they're if even that.
If even that, Matt. For many who got it, who get a pay rise at the moment, there's actually going to be a stealth tax increase. You will pay more income tax as a result of this budget. It was extraordinary that they didn't have a taxation package, you know, an income tax package. It's only the second time since 2013 that has happened. And the last time was around the time of budget 2020. The expectation was there'd be a no-deal Brexit. We were all flush with money because it was around the time of COVID and nobody was able to spend anything because we were stuck at home. So people didn't really notice it. So it's absolutely extraordinary not to have a taxation package. Now, what's the import of that? It is, if they don't adjust these tax bands and you get a pay rise, well, more of your what you earn ends up getting taxed at the higher 40% rate. You get shoved into that higher tax band. And if they don't adjust the tax credits, the same thing happens. So, you know, the last budget we had a cut in the USC, an increase in the tax credits, the tax bands were adjusted. So all of that meant there was a good, kickback, if you like, from the tax. And then, of course, there were one-off measures. There was 250 in energy credits. There was double child benefits. You're right, Matt, minimum 1,000 euros for a single person. Some couples got 2,000 to 3,000 euros. This year, some people are going to end up paying more tax because they will end up with more of their income if they have a pay rise being taxed at the higher 40% rate. I had some calculations done by Crona Clossy. She's the director in Chartered Accountants Ireland, professional body for accountants. And she reckons somebody on 50 grand, assuming no contributions here to a pension, no kind of allowances or whatever, if that person gets a pay rise of, say, about 4%, they will end up paying an extra 500 euros in tax because the tax bands and the credits were frozen. Very unusual for them not to have touched that. So it's a stealth tax increase.
When I put that to Pascal Donoghue, the finance minister, he seemed to imply, well, he said, well, you know, there'll be pay increases and you'll have more money because of the pay increases. That's not necessarily the case, is it?
You will get some more money, but you'll end up paying a lot of it in extra tax.
52% of it in tax.
Yeah, and look at their own government, the Oireachtas Budget, Parliamentary Budget Office, which is an independent research outfit within the Oireachtas, actually says, look at middle, high income, low income people, they are all going to face an increase in taxes. The tax burden for those people goes up. It'll go from 22.5% in 25 to 23.1% in 26. Now, that's very technical, but what they're saying there is essentially you will pay more tax. You will pay more income tax, you know, because they did nothing to adjust these things. They should automatically be adjusted every year, indexed, it's called.
That would have cost, was it an estimate of about €1 billion, would it, to have indexed to keep in line with inflation?
It depends on how you do it and how much you do it. I mean, the problem here is the money that should have been used for that got prioritised and used for the VAT cut for catering and hospitality and hairdressers. Now, you know, workers shouldn't be pitted against people who work in hospitality and people who run restaurants and cafes.
But you won't be getting from July next year, and it's not until July that tax VAT cut comes in, but nobody expects to get a cheaper haircut or a cheaper cup of coffee or a meal as a result of it, do they?
No, they don't. And you know, a study done by the Irish Fiscal Council said, look, when there's a VAT cut it doesn't get passed on to consumers. When there's an increase, it does get passed on. That's the tendency. So, you know, priority, we were all told by Pascal Donoghue, the finance minister, and Jack Chambers, the public expenditure minister, we have to tighten our belts, we have to be sensible, we have to protect employment. Fine. We don't want to do anything silly, they were saying. But we seem to have them gone off. One sector seemed to get a big tax cut, and the ordinary 2.5 million people who are working out there didn't get it.
Well, it goes further than that, in that there's 9.4 billion of extra spending and tax cuts from the government, 8.1 billion of which is extra spending. So that's not belt tightening. It's an 8% expansion in government spending when they were told keep it at 5. But let's get away from the macro thing. Let's get back to it, because something that wasn't in the budget speech yesterday, I think, either, which then might have been missed by a number of people, is that actually there was already a PRSI increase coming.
Yeah, your PRSI is going up every year at the moment. Now, it's only gone up by 0.5%. It's not huge, Matt, but it accumulates and adds up, exactly.
And it's a bit like the carbon tax now. It goes up automatically every year.
It's going up automatically every year. Now, the reason for that is, and there's good sound reasons, and, you know, people will argue who look at this, you know, take somebody like Laura Brambrick. She's the policy officer in the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. She's adamant that this is a good idea. You know, her argument is that employers pay low PRSI. But what this is about is keeping the pension age at 66 and also funding that change that was made in Job Seekers Allowance recently, where the first 3 months, when you're laid off, you get a higher amount. That had to be funded. So we have to pay more PRSI to fund that. But the bottom line here is we'll feel it in our pay packets. It's another 56 euros a year for somebody on, say, 50 grand that's going to be paid. So combine that with a failure to adjust the tax bands and credits means you're paying more tax, essentially. And no adjustment to the USC rates as well. Remember, one of the USC rates was cut last year. There was a small adjustment to the middle rate. Sorry, I'm wrong there. Because people on the minimum wage would end up, you know, having a lot of what they get being eaten up by USC. So one of the rates there, the 2% rate, was the threshold there was slightly adjusted. So look at, you know, so it's a belt tightening budget.
Okay, and let's go through some of the things, particularly the personal finance elements. Like, there are listeners pointing out, we're getting nothing out of this, but people who are welfare recipients are getting an increase. Now, I don't think many people will argue that, you know, pensioners have limited income in many cases. Some of them have higher income. Some pensioners pay tax because their income is so much. But that's 10 euro a week. And then for people in other forms of social protection and assistance, 10 euros a week. But I suppose it comes back to middle income earners say, where's our 10 euro a week?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, a lot of people would begrudge. I mean, some people do. And I've had people on to me saying, Jesus, I'd be better off on the scratcher or be better off on the dole. But that's a kind of a reflex reaction. No, you wouldn't be better off on the dole. And that isn't fair to a lot of people who might be on disability or, you know, other welfare payments. But it's 10 euros on the pension, 10 euros on the other social welfare payments. The pension didn't go, actually, it came close to 300 euros a week, but it didn't go over it. But you're right, you know, people will deeply resent that there was nothing there for those who are working hard, getting up early in the morning, who are keeping down a job.
A lot of people who have to drive to work because they have no public transport alternative, and they're finding that from last night, filling the standard engine of petrol or diesel in a car an extra 3 euro.
Yeah. An extra 3 euros, 2.5 cents per litre on the diesel and the petrol because of carbon tax. That goes up automatically. Wasn't mentioned at all in the speech, but that goes up. And that is infuriating for people, absolutely infuriating, especially when you consider, Matt, that 65% of your litre of petrol is paid in taxes, excise duty, carbon tax, NORA levy, etc. 60% of your litre of petrol goes in taxes. I think that's one of those structural things they could have dealt with, which would have helped the entire economy. Fuel is a massive cost and it contributes in lots of ways. Farmers use fuel, transport to get stuff to supermarkets, etc. If they'd dealt with that, I mean, 4 billion a year goes in fuel taxes, is raised in fuel taxes in this country. You could have dealt with that. That would have helped everybody, would have helped the costs in the economy.
A listener says, I'm actually down 5 euro per week and I spend about 70 euro on diesel per week to get to work. Another one says, it's infuriating that the middle class workers get nothing from the budget while people on social welfare get an increase and a Christmas bonus. For what? Doing nothing, says Lisa.
Yeah, there wasn't even a Dublin payment for the child benefit this year, which there was last year, you know, which I just don't think they get how infuriated people are that are stretched and facing enormous food costs. Everybody's facing that. Food costs going spiraling out of control. They're probably up for a family of two kids and two adults. The annual cost of food is probably up about $3,000 in the last couple of years. Car insurance is up about 200-300 euros. Fuel in the last 4 years are probably paying about 300 euros extra, even though oil prices are at a very low level, crude prices, and the dollar is weak against the euro. We're not seeing any benefit there. You know, you're talking about energy costs. You know, about a million people are going to be hit with higher energy costs this month. Now, they did make allowances on they expanded the fuel allowance for people on social welfare, and they've introduced it as part of the working payments payment. But, you know, none of these issues were dealt with in any structural way.
Okay, another listener says, I don't think anybody has an issue with those with a disability getting 10 euro a week or pensioners. It's those who can work and who won't work, says Patrick. I don't know how many people fall into that category of people who are deliberately not working so that they can actually claim social welfare. Although quite a few people were on yesterday suggesting that, you know, they get more money by returning to work, but that the extra money gets eaten up in the transport costs and other costs of getting to work.
Well, this is what that payment is about, that working payment. It's to kind of supplement, it's a state payment to supplement somebody who's working, who's on low income, to try and stop them deciding, you know, making a rational choice that they'd be better off on welfare.
You see, another one that really, I think, has annoyed a lot of people is the college fees.
Yeah.
It's been highlighted as brought in around the time of the crash, a 3,000 euro per annum student contribution or registration charge.
Mm.
And there's a few other things go on top of that, as any parent with a child at college knows. But anyway, leave it just the basic 3,000. And in recent years, there were one-off measures which meant it was reduced. And last year it was reduced to 2,000.
A whole 1,000 euros was taken off it, Matt. Yeah. Yeah.
This year, well, it's been reduced permanently from 3,000 to 2,500.
Yeah.
And that's been sold as a 500 euro reduction.
But it's actually a 500 euro increase.
Exactly. That's
you paid $2,000 last year. You will pay $2,500 this year. And every other cost will have gone up. And if the student is living away from home, you know, the rental increase will be absolutely eye-watering. If they can get accommodation, if they're not couch surfing or getting leaving home at 5 a.m. to get to college. So, I just don't think that they get how annoyed people are about that one as well. It was interesting listening to Minister Chambers and Minister Donoghue on Clare Byrne on Arrival Channel this morning. Punters just weren't having it. They weren't listening to their guff. They were interrupting, saying, we're not having this. This is outrageous. Middle income people are being squeezed. The life has been squeezed out of them. You gave us nothing. And people, I think people will remember this. They'll remember that priorities were made, okay, and the priority wasn't for the ordinary working people.
Okay, and a listener says, that comment you read out is a result of this budget, more discrimination against people who are reliant on social welfare. They are not doing nothing. They might be sick or disabled or unable to find work, etc. Another one says, I get social welfare because I'm a widow. Would any of those complaining care to swap places with me? We are not all freeloaders.
No, we're not suggesting they are, Matt.
No.
Some of the texts are annoyed. People are annoyed, so they hit out in all directions. They're hitting out the ordinary squeezed middle didn't get anything, so they're hitting out at social welfare recipients, they're hitting out at the hospitality sector. You look, they need to be hitting out at the politicians who made these decisions.
A lot of people pointing out as well, they're getting their letters and their emails from the revenue commissioners about the local property tax.
Got mine the other day, yeah.
I got mine. It's going to go up, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, the rate isn't going up, is it?
The rate has actually been cut and the bands have been widened, but you're revaluing your home and home will have gone way up in
the last 4 years.
So, you know, you're talking about people being hit with increases of anywhere between 40, 20, 30 euros up to 80 euros. You know, in combination with the revaluation, many of the local authorities have gone for the maximum 15% increase that they can impose on top of what you're being charged. So, you know, people it all comes this month as well. You know, so the CIGIs went up, petrol and diesel went up, PRSI has gone up this month. You know, your income tax is essentially you're going to pay more. And your local property tax is up as well. Not good news.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.